Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Diana Frischkott-Roth back on the show. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trust, former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor, director currently of the economics21.org website, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, author of a number of books, including her brand new one, which is very important and powerful book, Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young. She's our good friend, Diana Frischkott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, Diana. So, okay, let's get a report from you on where you think things are now that King v. Burwell has been decided. That's the Obamacare case.
Well, now it's clear that Congress and a future president have to act. I mean, people can see that the price of health care premiums is going up by about 25 to 30% next year.
Health care is not becoming more affordable, is it, because of the Affordable Care Act?
It's not affordable, and it's not care, even though it's called the Affordable Care Act. Because with the lowest price plan, the bronze plan, singles have to go through $5,000 of their own money before they get anything.
Not to mention the premiums. Don't forget.
The premiums.
And the premiums didn't go down either.
Right. The premiums are going up by 25%. So you have to pay higher premiums than in order to get anything other than your well care visit. You have to go through $5,000 of your own money if you're a single.
Yeah.
$11,000 if you're a family. And for a lot of people, it's just unaffordable.
And you may not be able to have access to the medical professionals that you have been using.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
And you're paying for things that you probably may not need.
Because the law mandates a very generous plan with things that people don't need, maternity care. Even if you're a man, even if you don't have children, you have to buy a plan with pediatric dental care. You have to buy mental health coverage, drug abuse, even if you don't need that. You cannot buy just a bare-bones plan.
Yeah. So what?
There's a lot of unhappiness, and the fact that the court decided that it could stay as it was is going to give the Republicans an issue in the next election, which might have been taken off if the court had decided the other way.
So from a political standpoint, the decision by the court is an advantage for the Republicans, politically speaking.
Some people think that. I don't think that, but some people do think that, politically speaking. I'm an economist. I would rather that the court had just interpreted the law as written. They did admit that the law was not ambiguous, that the law clearly states premium subsidies should just go to people who are enrolled in state exchanges. But they still said that they were going to ruled the other way, that they were allowed in federal exchanges, in a very convoluted opinion, and very easy to read if people are interested in reading it.
Has the court, especially in the last two rulings by the Supreme Court on Obamacare, on ACA, has the court diverged away from the Constitution with those two rulings as much as they ever have?
Well, as much as they ever have, that's a very, very long period of our history. But they have certainly diverged from the written law.
Dramatic.
They are certainly interpreting it in a political way. They have made other political interpretations in the past. It's very, very egregious what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm. So what's the way forward?
The way forward is for Americans to elect politicians and a president who will make changes in the law or overturn it. So that it's Congress that decides the way out rather than the courts. Chief Justice Roberts said basically was you cannot rely on the courts to get you out of this. You have to elect a Congress who is going to
How do you feel about his reasoning there?
I didn't agree with his reasoning because he said right away that the wording was not ambiguous. So I was saying in the back of my mind, well, if it's not ambiguous, then
Do your job.
Subsidies should not be given to people on federal exchanges if it's not ambiguous.
I said
what they're doing is they're giving away billions of dollars in money because having an entitlement, having premium subsidies in those 34 states with federal exchanges costs billions of dollars.
Well,
they're just giving away billions of dollars that Congress has not appropriated.
Mm-hmm. And I said, just do your job. Don't divine some other assignment that you haven't been given. Do your job. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Economics21.org is the website that that Diana Fritschgott-Roth manages. It's an outstanding one. A lot of good different topics there that you'll find. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and more to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.